Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. This is your boy Cass, chilling as you shall. Father time was good, dog.
SinCityRadio.net.
We built this shit!
Sin City Radio.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Mission from God.
I was just bullshitting, man.
SinCityRadio.net.
And let me pass. Fool, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass.
Sensitive Radio.
SinCityRadio.net.
Sin City Radio. This your boy Cass chilling as usual. What's going on with people? I see we got Liquor Store on here. Liquor Store, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. Name, what's good with you, baby?
Not so much.
Okay, y'all. All right, check this out. Have a little technical difficulty. We're going to go to a song. We'll be right back. And we'll get this show started. If we can get to the phone. I'll tell you. No music. Okay. I guess I'll just have to sing then, huh? Alright, there we go.
What I did today, those were the words I said to you. It was last May, don't know the exact day. In my hand there was a ring. Then you told me that you love me more than anything in your life. So I asked you, would you do me the honor of being my wife? I will be your man, your protector, your best friend. Till my humble life is ended and time begins again.
Technical difficulties, but I think we didn't kind of got it squared away. I think. What's good, people? How y'all doing tonight?
I'm good. Good.
I'm tired of motherfucker. I am tired. Them motherfuckers got their money's worth out of me today. I can honestly say I am tired.
That was your repercussion for saying no yesterday, I guess.
Yeah, I think so. Talking about, no, I ain't going to do shit, but they got my black ass today. Ugh, Lord. But as we say, the show must go on. So now, let me ask y'all. Have you ever fell in love with somebody without sex? I mean, sex was not even the issue. It's just, you just fell in love with that person.
Without having sex with the person?
Yeah, the sex was a plus, but before y'all even got into that intimate moment, you already felt yourself like, okay, I'm falling in love with this person.
Yeah, I guess I could say yes.
I mean, I'm saying, because
yeah,
it's just like,
I think so, because sometimes not, you know, always about sex, if you can find that person you're compatible with, you know, mentally, and, you know, y'all got good conversation, and, I mean, you just love talking to that person and can't wait to, you know, talk to them again and things like that. And, I mean, you have all of that before y'all are even intimate. Yeah, you know, I can see you falling in love with that person.
Okay, I can understand that. Look, so what about you?
I think I have. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, after the intimacy, you know, it was like, it was even better because, you know, then I found out, well, shit, you know, that was on point too. So, you know, yeah, I have.
Oh, okay. Somebody at the stove or something? Who at the stove?
I was fixing plates. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Oh, I'm just asking. I was about to say pick me up a six. Shit.
No, but I could pick you a plate.
Well, hey, that works too. Well, you know, because I was sitting there thinking, it's like, you know, we go through life, you know. I mean, us as men, we, you know, I mean, there's no secret. We was taught at an early age, you're supposed to conquer. That's what we do. We conquer the pussy. That's our ultimate goal. You know, that's what's programmed in our heads since like birth. Like, okay, you know, you met that. You know, the first question, even your uncles. I mean, I had uncles that, you know, you'd be like, oh, that's your little girlfriend. You just met her. You fuck her yet? You know, it was never know, you know, what type of girl is she? Did she go to church? You know, how's her grades? First question came out is, did you fuck her yet? So now, you know, a lot of us, you know, we like, okay, that was our goal. That was what was set in our head. So it was like we've never really kind of like looked for that love factor. And to find somebody that you actually just fall in love with just off a conversation, I think, you know, I mean, where it's like you said, Janine, where it's like you look forward to calling that person in the morning or, you know, and you think after, you know, of course you go through it probably your teenage years, you know, what they call little puppy love stage where, mm-hmm. you know, you hang up. No, you hang up. You know, and you staying on the phone or, you know, you sneaking on the phone till your mama tell you, get your ass off that phone.
Exactly.
Didn't y'all hate that? Get your ass off my goddamn phone. Really? You really got to say it like that? I mean, it's like telling me to get off the phone while I'm talking all smooth is, if that ain't embarrassing enough, then you going to put your my goddamn phone. I mean, you know, of course, you know, at the time, you know, you knew I wasn't paying no bills, but still, nevertheless, you didn't have to say it. Like, I ain't got no money, you know. You know, I'm sitting there talking about buying you something. You can't buy a motherfucker shit. Or the worst one. I don't know if y'all ever had this, but, you know, in the house we had two phones. You know, the one for the phone downstairs and the one that you managed to sneak in your room.
Mm-hmm.
Then you hate when they pick that motherfucker up. Get the fuck off the phone. What? Really? Nobody experienced that but me. I was the only one that had to go through that.
Yeah, I think we only had one phone.
Oh,
but,
I just got yelled at.
Get off the phone. You know you got school in the morning. Or you know we got to go to church.
Oh, man, I'd love to have that one. Man,
well,
we had some things. Then I had... You said what now?
My parents got so sick of me on the phone. I think when I was 12, they said, fuck it, and got me my own line. So I didn't have to deal with that after that, neither did they after that. But I stayed on that motherfucker until, yeah. But, you know, it was in my room, and it was my own line. So I devised a way where, you know, you just hold the button and put the phone under the pillow. Ain't nobody going to hear it ring with you. So I be on the phone all motherfucking night.
Never had that luxury. Never had that luxury having my own phone.
I was the only child, so I guess that was one of the perks.
Yeah, I guess so, because, see, that one fucked it. And, see, my little punk ass brother, he was always, as soon as I pissed him off, he on the phone. You little bastard. But, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just like, you know, I was thinking about it, and it's like, there's very few people you meet in your life where you can actually say, you know, I actually fell in love with that person before I had sex with him. Now, with that being said, let's try something different. How many been in relationships with motherfuckers that, I mean, you done fucked after the first night? Or let's just say the first week. We'll say the first week. Or better yet, the first 5 days. Had any of those relationships lasted?
Yeah, those can last too.
I'm sure they can, and I believe they can. But you know, in a lot of cases, motherfuckers be like, "Well, shit, you know, what's the first thing they tell you? Don't get it. Don't give them your goodies because, hey, you gonna fuck you and leave you." So
that
of course,
true.
You know. So you know that's a game that y'all got to play. Like, okay, I want to give it to him. So I want to wait. I mean, how does that concept work? How do y'all say which one of you motherfuckers I'm going to go on and get this pussy to, and which one going to wait the 6 months?
I'll evaluate it depending on my situation at the time. If I'm not looking to be in a relationship, you know what I'm saying? And that's all I'm doing is having fun, then I'm not even looking to try to make you my guy, you know, or my man or nothing. You see what I'm saying? So I'm really going to care less about what you think. You see what I'm saying? If I'm out having a good time, we meet, we hook up a week later, whatever it may be, then that's just what it was. Now, if they decide that they want to go further, you know, then that's a different story. That's something we got to discuss.
Okay.
But, I mean, it happens. You know, you thinking you just going to be with that person for a couple of times and that's it, and then, you know, next thing you know, they still there after a year.
He's the same old damn crackers.
Yeah, hanging on.
I mean, but like I said, it's crazy because I'm like, damn. I mean, what about you, Luke, though? You ever fuck somebody then and you stay with them longer than that?
Yeah, I have. I mean, we knew each other. We had never been intimate, but when we did get intimate, it was, you know, kind of like as soon as we started talking. Not that day or nothing, but that minute and shit like that. But, yeah, within that first little, you know, and we stayed together for 4 years. Now, the relationship wasn't shit, but we stayed together for 4 years.
Okay.
I mean, because, you know, I mean, I can admit I've had my fair share of one-night stands. And, you know, and my thing is this. If it's one-night stand and you know it's a one-night stand, why get mad at me when you see me somewhere down the line? All right, he ain't shit. He a dog. Why I got to be a dog?
Some women think they pussy is the best in the world. So even if they do give it to you that one time, they just know you're going to come back for more. So
okay.
Some people feel like that, regardless if, you know, it, you thinking, you might be thinking it's just a one-time thing, but they thinking, oh, I'm about to put it on this motherfucker. They might like you. They don't have those same, you know, thoughts of waiting. You know what I'm saying? They might not have no problem with it. That's what I'm saying. They may not have no problem, but with doing, having, you know, meeting you and then going to fuck you or whatever, they don't have no problem with that. So they might say, okay, well, I done put it down on him. You know, I'm going to call, you know, he's going to call me. And then when you don't, you know, that's your shit.
I don't see why. I mean, my whole thing is...
I mean, it's the same thing as if you slept with a woman, but you really like her. Say you really like her, and she just don't call you up. I mean, how would that make you feel? You felt like you could put it on her?
What the hell is
that? She don't even call you next night.
What is that? Do y'all hear that?
Yeah, I thought it was you.
No, I was done doing what I was doing.
I don't hear nothing.
No. I heard it. But, well, Janine asked you a question. I've never had that happen, so I wouldn't know.
Uh-huh. I'm saying if it did happen, how would that you feel?
I'd be devastated. Oh, Lord. No, the world coming to an end. It's over. Kill me now, Lord. Kill me now. Fuck you,
me
mean, you don't want
to. You'll be talking to your dick. What the hell happened? we put it on him. We put it on him.
Right.
It always work, man.
Did you see something in there, man? Tell me. What you see? What happened?
Okay.
Yeah. But I mean, because I, you know, and like I said, for a long time, I'm not going to lie, I had a reputation of being somewhat of a dog. I will admit that.
Mm-hmm.
I will admit that wholeheartedly. And I enjoyed having that reputation in my younger years. It was like, okay, cool. You know, older I got, the more I was like, okay, you know, maybe being called a dog just ain't the best thing in the world. But my thing is, if I was honest with you, if I didn't lie to you, and I kept it 100% with you, and I told you if I had a woman, yeah, I got a woman. If I didn't, I told you I didn't. You know what I'm saying? Now, if you sit there with that mentality, okay, I'm finna fuck you, and you coming home with me, and you finna stay with me forever, man, you know, you didn't even get to know me. You know what I'm saying? You didn't get to know me, you know. You met me through your girl. You thought I was cute. I thought you was cute. You know, we had that sexual contact, and, you know, that sexual chemistry, and we did it. I mean, you really can't expect me to say, okay, well, baby, I'm in love with you now.
Well,
yeah, you got some good
stuff.
That
had nothing to do with a phone call.
A phone call?
Yeah.
Well, hell, did I even get your number?
Well, I would hope that you would have gotten the number.
I mean, if you didn't, that's a big indicator right there that you don't intend.
Well, I mean, if you didn't get the number and she was okay with that, then there was no reason for her to get out of here. Because how you gonna call her anyway? You ain't got her number. But what I'm saying is, y'all done met up, y'all done exchanged numbers, y'all go for y'all one night stand. And then you don't call. That's what I'm saying. Whether you got a woman or not. I mean, she made the choice to still sleep with you. Yeah. They're not saying that they fell in love and that they you know, going to be with you forever. They just want a phone call to say, hey,
okay,
you know, I had a good time yesterday, you know, even if y'all don't hook back up again. You see what I'm saying?
Okay, that's understandable. But now if I call you, and this is my thing. This is my thing, and this is what I got a problem with. You know,
okay,
if I call you, now, if I like you, I'm going to let you know I like you. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to play hard to get. I'm not going to be sitting there like, oh, you know, this her. Act like I don't see her call. You know, if I like you, I like you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not going to sit there. But when a motherfucker, and y'all know this to be true, a lot of motherfuckers that do like me, and they sit there, well, I ain't going to talk to him just yet. I'm, fuck that. He going to have to wait. What you making me wait for? Now I'm at the point like, oh, okay, since you want to make me wait, I'm going to find something else to do.
So maybe she don't want to be that one night stand if she don't ever come again.
Yeah, but what if I'm displaying that I do like you?
Is she displaying that she likes you?
No. She don't want to answer the phone, or she talking about she dizzy, or she with her girls. I mean, how long?
Well,
we supposed
to me, that's
to
well. To me, that's not the same as waiting. I could display that I want to be with you without, like, ignoring your calls and stuff like that. That's not displaying that I want to be with you or making you wait. Making you wait is just we not having sex right now. You know what I'm saying? But I'm still gonna call you. We still can go out to eat. We can go do this. We can, you know what I'm saying? We can talk on the phone.
Wait a minute. You talking about going out to eat and all that? Is we? Am I still got to pay for all this?
what you mean?
Just
it's like we're dating. We're dating. So what do you mean?
Oh, dating.
People date and not have sex with each other. It's a date.
You have white, ain't you?
You never dated?
I can't recall. I mean, you know what? I don't
going
know.
Going out on a date
is like
going to the movies, especially if your parents drove you there.
I'm talking about once we got older. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm saying.
You
yeah,
ever remember taking a girl out on a date?
Yeah. I mean, I have. But I mean,
I ain't talking about to the liquor store.
A date is a date no matter where you go.
No, that's not a date.
Going to the liquor store
is not a date.
So if we go get a bottle of something and go sit in the park and relax and chill and kick it and talk, that's not considered a date?
You should have the drink already. Going to the liquor store. Having a date is it's already prepared. So your plans are already set. You got to stop at the liquor store. That kind of like throws it off, I feel.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
That throws it off. Because to me, it's not planned. It was just like a sudden moment. I was, let me stop at the liquor store. That don't seem like a date. That's just a sudden moment thing, like, we're going to get a drink, we're going to go sit and talk.
Okay, you know what? I guess I can halfway understand that, halfway. Maybe I should go get the drink first. But what
that's
about
all
what
I was saying.
Do?
If you had a drink already, to me that's different because to me, it feels like you had this plan. You see what I'm saying?
So, okay. So, me planning it is a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because now you got some women to be like, oh, motherfucker, you just trying to get me drunk. You know what the fuck you doing? Hell no, motherfucker, I ain't going with you.
Well, I don't know about them. That's how I feel.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I can respect that.
Yeah.
Now, what about you, Lucas? How you feel? I came with the bottle already.
Okay, you had the bottle. Okay. What if our plan was to sit and chill? So, you know, that was the plan. We just don't go post up at the park. But before we get there, we like, all right, well, shit, let's grab a drink before we go. You know what I mean? I think, like you said, you know, shit, a date is a date. I mean, even if it is a spontaneous thing where you stopped at the L before you went to the park, okay, it was still, the whole point was that we were together and we went somewhere, you know, together. That's how I see it. I see it.
I got myself a date. It's
Friday night
at 8. Can't be late. That would be a mistake. I'm just saying. Okay, all right, that's cool. But, I mean, okay, you know what? I got a message earlier. And I was told to ask, ladies, what if you were allergic to sperm?
What?
What if you was allergic to sperm?
Kill yourself. I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that. I kind of did, but I didn't mean it like that.
Man, do you know that? Oh, man.
It ain't no ejaculating on her face. She done broke out.
Right.
So let one off on them kitties. Uh-uh.
Oh, you can't come in the mouth, and then she got sores all inside her mouth. Now you think she got something. Oh, goodness.
And wait a minute. How?
Well, that's it? Anywhere.
What the kids don't look like. I mean, I'm nope.
That would be truly horrible. That would be a horrible one. I would thought. I'd be like, you know what? This not working.
So you wouldn't be able to be with somebody like that?
Hell no. I couldn't do it.
I mean, you would just have to wear a condom.
Mm-mm.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine in the early stages, but shit.
Right.
I've been in a relationship and all that shit. I'm still going out to the store buying rubbers.
Oh, goodness. You got to wear a space suit when you fucking.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Because. Because then, I mean, you know, you can't fuck with that because, you know, the pre-ejaculation.
Right.
What if
yeah,
she allergic to that
yeah.
part, too?
That's what I'm saying. At all times, you would have to wear a condom. I mean, really, she wouldn't be able to suck your dick or nothing.
Nope. I don't think this going to work.
If I can't suck your dick, I don't want to. And then, see, now that's the best statement I've heard all day. And I mean, and even furthermore,
so,
she can't even have kids.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
true. That would be horrible. That would be horrible. I'm sorry.
Just take it to the Sears Tower and push her ass off.
I'm saying, kill yourself. I'm sorry. I know that sounds fucked up, but damn.
I mean, shit, what one more can you do?
Nothing.
You
I mean, there's no pleasure in a dick at all if you are a lesbian. I mean, she could consider lesbianism, I guess. She could do that.
No.
Why not? Yeah. We don't have a sperm. We don't produce that.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I guess.
But to never be penetrated by a big, thick, juicy, real life.
I mean, she can. She just can't.
No, she can't. Nope.
No,
she can't.
But would you believe somebody if they told you that?
No, I wouldn't. You know, I'd be like, you know what, bitch, if you didn't want to talk to me, that's all the fuck you have to say.
She'd be like, no, I got the papers. Look.
She keeps them motherfucking papers with her at all times.
She's going in the prenup. You cannot divorce her for lack of sex, sir. You cannot. In the prenup.
Shit.
Y'all get ready to have sex. She was like, oh, you know what, I forgot I need to tell you something. I'm allergic to sperm.
Yeah.
I need you to put on this condom.
You know what, and the first time I'll be like, okay, yeah, whatever, bitch.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. You know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying, we going through this, and it's shit, we 2 years off into this relationship, and you, hey, so,
mm-hmm.
Here, I told you, I was like, nah, you know what, this is not working.
Mm-mm. Okay. What do you say, I think it's going to work. I'm taking you out my
okay,
place.
Now, let me ask this. Okay, you and your guy. You know, y'all been intimate, y'all done did this, you know. And when is the time to say, okay, we can have sex without the condom? I mean, let's take the consideration. Let's just say you both been to the doctor, you both been checked, and you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know he's right, you right. You know, so now, you know, how soon do you say, okay, let's take off the rubbers?
When y'all have come to the conclusion that y'all a couple. I mean, if you feel that, okay, we still just fucking and we not really in a relationship, he's still able to do what he want to do. You know, I mean, I guess when we come to that agreement that we together. You know what I'm saying? We not just
okay.
Still fucking around.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I mean, let's just say, if we could put a time frame on it, would you say like 6 months?
Yeah, I would say that's a good time frame. I mean, it has happened before, but I guess it would depend on that relationship.
Okay. What about you, Lisa?
Yeah, I think maybe it depends on the couple. It depends on y'all's, you know, thing together. You know, shit. Like, I completely agree with Janine. Once you decide that, you know, you're exclusive, and that could be, you know, 56 months down the line where you decide, okay, you know what, I don't want to see other people. And, you know, you like, I don't want to see nobody else either. Mm-hmm.
So what if he next week he come like, fuck that, I'm raw dog. I love you.
I don't think me ever say that. I just only want to be with you.
Right.
They actually have a different phrase. You my girl, but they'll never say it.
Right.
I only want to be with you.
Yeah. And you absolutely right. You my girl. I'm your dude. Not we go together.
Yeah.
You my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I know what that means.
Mm-hmm.
Or we know
because they introduce us as they girl. Yeah, this my girl. This my woman. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get the fuck
out
of here.
I don't think I ever heard that. Because you're the only one I want to be in my life. Really?
don't think I ever.
Would you believe him if he said it?
What'd you say?
Would you believe him if he said it?
Depends on the person, really. I'm just saying I ain't never heard. I guess it would depend on the relationship I have with that person, whether I believe him or not. If he was the type of person that he ain't never lied to me about nothing, I might believe him.
Okay.
Have you ever said that to a woman?
I can't remember. I plead the fifth.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, I'm looking at something now. It is an article. What is it? 13 ways to know that you're great. You're dating a grown ass woman. Okay, it says, number one, what she brings to the table. She doesn't use weapon or a bargaining tool for power. Whether she makes more than a man or less than him, she still makes him feel like he's a man throughout the relationship. Ladies, is that true?
You certainly got a good one. It's at all costs, she's making you feel like a man no matter what it is. She's definitely a good one.
That's what she's supposed to be.
Right.
Okay. Let's go with number two. She's her own person with her own interests outside of you. She has hobbies. She has girlfriends. She's active in her community, her job, her church, her organization, affiliations. She does not need to be attached to the hip. She does not need to be attached to your hip to feel complete.
Agree.
We're still in agreement, ladies?
I don't know.
What did you say today?
I think you have your own things that you do. I'm not saying you don't have your own job and you don't do your community work and all this and that. But I think that depends on the person you with. Because if the man you with is an attention seeker and he wants a lot of your attention, it's hard to do other stuff.
Okay.
I agree partially, but, you know, I do believe that should be the way, but I think it depends on the person you with, too.
Okay. The only reason I'm saying okay is because I can honestly admit I am an attention seeker. So, yeah, I guess that could kind of work. But then at the same time, I don't want to feel like I'm joint at the hip with you. Well, hey, all right, I'm going to go out. Every time I say I'm going to go with the fellas, you get an attitude. Fuck is you?
Mm-hmm.
I've been with you for 5 days straight. As soon as I say, well, I'm going to go out with the fellas. For what? What the fuck you going with? Nah, see. Now you're doing too much.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. If she has a child from a previous relationship, she does not keep that child from the father out of spite. Lord.
Definitely have to agree with that because real women don't do that. Real women don't do that. You know, you never use your child as a pawn, as a bargaining chip, to be spiteful, to be vindictive, or any of that. You know what I mean? You lay down with that motherfucker, and just because your relationship didn't work don't mean you keep this baby away from him. Unless he got fucking problems, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If he got fucking problems, where shit, you know, he shouldn't be with the kid, okay. But outside of that,
that's different.
Yeah, that's totally different.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number four. She knows that you can't read her mind. She's able to effectively communicate with you. When you ask her what's wrong,
She doesn't lie and say nothing, knowing good and well she's hot as fish grease. All right, now, ladies, tell the truth on this. A lot of you ladies don't do this shit. There's been many times that motherfucking men, what's wrong with you? Nothing. Then you turn around, then you got this attitude. When we studied, well, what the fuck is you mad about?
You know, I think that depends on the couple. I think that depends on the relationship. In a perfect world, yes, that is exactly how we're supposed to work. You know what I mean? In a perfect situation. But most situations are not perfect. And it just depends if you can see the word effectively and say it effectively. You can effectively communicate with him. That goes both ways. So that means if you ask me what's wrong, then you're actually interested in what's the matter with me. You're not just, you know what I'm saying, you're not just asking to, you know, put a cover over the situation. You're actually interested in what's the matter with me. And therefore, when we communicate, it doesn't blow up out of proportion. You know, I've told you what my problem is, and you listened, and then we move on. You know what I mean? So I think it depends on the couple.
But it don't ever happen like that.
Most often, exactly. It is not.
Exactly. What's wrong with you? Nothing. I ain't gonna keep asking what the fuck wrong with you, cause at some point I'm not gonna lie. I ain't asking you no fucking more. I'm gonna go about my business, and don't bring. Well, let me ask you something. No, don't ask me shit, because I asked you 6 times what the fuck was wrong with you.
People don't want to know what's wrong with you if it's about them.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's the whole issue. If you upset with the person that keep asking you what's wrong with you, if I'm upset with you, it may not come out right at that point. You see what I'm saying? So to me, that's not, you're not going to be effectively communicating. Because if you're the one that made me shitty and you asking me what's wrong, it's going to come out shitty. So at that point in time, you know, sometimes people don't want to talk. But then too, even if eventually or something, even if it's a different situation, and she do say, she calm and she's saying it effectively, if it's about you, you feel like you're bad, because you may not feel like you may not feel like you did nothing wrong, even though she's effectively saying it. You know what I'm saying?
You know, y'all killing me. Hold on. Y'all killing me.
No,
with this.
I'm giving you two different situations.
Y'all telling me how y'all keep throwing this word effectively up in here.
That's the question.
I understand that, but the way you effectively.
See what I'm saying? I can't even answer the question. It's part of the argument.
Damn right.
I'm trying to effectively answer the question.
Effective communication is a two-way street. It's not just one person or the other. It's a two-way street.
Mm-hmm.
Next. Moving to the next one. Okay. You can get a cooked meal out of her, like a real cooked meal. Even if she hates cooking or she don't know how, she's willing to do so for you.
I definitely agree with that.
I love cook. You always have a meal. I don't know shit. If I hate you that day, I'm still going to make you a good fucking meal.
And see, and you know what? And I know it's old cliche, but that truly is a way to a man's heart. You mad, like you just said, you could be mad at me. But if you cook me a meal, you know what I'm saying? I would really take in consideration what the fuck you're mad at me about. But if you mad at me and you walk your ass away like, shit, fuck you, nigga, you just don't eat, and I got to fend for myself, don't say a mother. I don't even care what you mad about, because, it's nothing to me. is nothing to me. I don't give a fuck about what the fuck you mad about. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number six. She knows how to pick her battles. Shit. I don't know.
She
knows
how to pick her what?
Pick her
battles. She knows how to pick her battles.
Well, that goes back to effectively communicating.
Effectively, all right.
I don't know. I'm learning that skill. I'm learning it. I think that takes a long time, but I'm learning it, I think. You know what I mean? Some shit just, it's not worth it, you know. It's just
I mean, what does
it.
That mean, picking your battles, if you feel like something's wrong, but you let it go? Is that the same thing?
I guess it could be. I think everybody should know how to pick their battles. Everything, every situation don't call for me to just, every time you say something to me, it don't call for me to say, you know what, motherfucker, blah, 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 blah. Some cases, mm-hmm. it's like, all right, I understand. You know what I'm saying? Okay, you're right, you know. Especially when you know I'm fucking right. You know what I'm saying? Just like if I know you right. You know, every time, well, let me try to prove a point. Your point not being proven because, first of all, shit, you're wrong. If you're wrong, then you're just wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on. She's not insecure or jealous of the relationship with your boys or with your family or with your children or if you have, with your children if you have some from a previous relationship. That one female friend that actually is actually your homegirl. She's not jealous of her either. The women that swoon over you, well, there's no sweat off her brow. Inside, she's thinking, they swooning because I got a good ass man.
Mm-hmm. They swooning because I got a good ass man. He actually has to be that. He actually has to be the kind of man that just let them swoon. You know what I mean? Like, if you sexy and motherfucking and you got fans, but, you know, I be polite, but I ain't really scoping them hoes. You know what I'm saying? You got to be that kind of fella. If you the kind of nigga that's like, okay, I got all these women, I got pussy coming at me every which direction, and you take it all, well, then no, that don't apply.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about the relationship? Jealous of your boys or the children you have from a previous relationship? Because I done seen some women that actually like, man, fuck his kids.
No, that ain't no grown woman.
I feel there should be togetherness. If you're in a relationship with somebody and that's the person you with, and you got kids, she got kids, whatever the situation is, I feel like there should be togetherness. I don't feel like when the kids come over, you taking your kids off by yourself. Unless it's like a special occasion or certain things going on. But I just feel like don't do everything separate.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? I don't feel like it should be a separate situation just because these are kids and these my kids, so this is going to be done separate over here, and these my kids, and then we're going to do this separate.
Yeah, okay, I can understand that. I mean, that's just like if a motherfucker sitting there and your kids eating steak and my kids eating motherfucking Cheerios, we can have a big-ass motherfucking problem.
Right.
I just feel like everybody should be treated the same. I understand, you know, maybe on their birthday you take, you know, each kid separately out for a birthday thing or something. There are going to be instances where you do things separate. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is if we're together, we should be as one. We should be as a family. You know what I'm saying? And regardless if, you know, I know you're going to go through things with their mother and the girls, you know, my kids' fathers and stuff like that. So you know, that's going to occur. But you still should be able to do as one, as four, as for your family. That's all I'm saying, regardless of what any of those outside people say.
Okay. I'm with that. Moving on. Those dreams you have, she supports and speaks them into life. Whether you're trying to climb the corporate ladder or expand your car repair shop, she has your back.
She's a keeper.
Yeah.
Now that's one that I got to say. Yes. If I'm sitting there, if I'm having, you know what I'm saying, and you see, my thing is about this now. I don't expect you, if I'm going out on a whim, just on some bullshit, you know what I'm saying? And you know I'm not even serious about the shit I'm just doing. I was one of them spur-of-the-moment things. Like, if I got a pattern or just doing a lot of spur-of-the-moment type shit, like, okay, I'm for the start selling cars. I just go buy a car, and then after that, I'm like, that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like, well, shit, man, I'm gonna go flip me a house, and I go buy a house, that house that got demolished and everything. All right, man, I don't expect you to be like, you know, but you know, if you if you see me really putting my heart and soul into this, then yeah, I mean, nothing feels better than your girl telling you, you know, you can do it, you know. None does. And me, like I said, I get knocked down doing this radio shit a lot. Oh, he ain't gonna do shit. And, you know, it feels good when a motherfucker say, I support you. So, yeah, I can really dig that one. I can dig that one. Okay, let's move on.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't let social media influence her relationship or interactions with you. Social media.
Facebook or something?
Yeah, Facebook didn't tear a lot of motherfuckers apart. Now, let me go on record to say, SinCityRadioShow.com will bring you together. Okay.
We are about togetherness on this show. Disclaimer.
Right. Disclaimer. We will. SinCityRadioShow.com. It's just the opposite. But now, y'all know Facebook, MySpace, these motherfucking sites then toast the relationships up.
Okay, so you browsing on the internet, you know, you come across somebody who's attractive. You like their pics, you post a comment, nice pic, you look pretty, you know, whatever. Okay, so what? Now, it becomes a problem when, you know, social media becomes your day-to-day, you know, like every single day you talking to this person. It's not just a comment here and a comment there. You know, you having, you know, when it becomes personal is when it goes too far. But, I mean, shit, everybody's entitled to, you know.
Let me ask you, has social media ever affected you in a relationship?
Yes and no.
All right, ain't no yes, no. I mean,
have had a question or two. No, it did not change how I felt about the person I was dealing with.
Okay, well, now let me ask you. What was your question about? I mean, what happened? What was the scenario?
You know, one that I can think of off the top of my head, you know, he and her were, you know, going back and forth or whatever. And my only question was, should I be jealous? You know, and it wasn't like, who is this bitch you talking to or what is all this shit you got going on? My only question was, shit, do I got something to worry about here? And then when he said, no, I said, okay, cool, moving on.
What about you, Janine? Have you ever had any interaction with a social site then sparked argument?
Well, if the girl on there talking about your dick left and you should have took your pills that day, you would think that she know a little more than what she should.
Yeah.
You know a little bit more about you than she should, and she putting that out there because she mad about whatever. Okay, come on now. I mean, there's a fine line from being stupid and being, you know, jealous.
You see what I'm saying? There's a fine line. I'm going to assume we're talking about ex-hubby. There's no way he actually went. I mean, I understand you his wife. You was his wife, and so you know all his ailments. You're supposed to.
Exactly.
But there's no way. You're not going to get me to believe on this show today. He went out and told somebody else that, hey, my shit ain't getting hard unless I take pills.
Exactly. So, you know, what men don't understand is when women, when some men cheat, okay, not all men, I'm just saying, when some men cheat, that's what you decide to do, that's fine. But when you're trying to live this whole lie, that's the part that gets me. You living a lie, and that's what I don't understand. That's the part I don't understand, because you telling this person one thing, now you telling this person over here another thing. My thing is, why don't you just tell the truth and be honest? You don't know who you could get or who would be willing to stay in that relationship with you. Because
I'm
you out here,
what?
She done been all in your business. She done went all through your phone. Because, see, she not with you. She trying to get to know you. So if you being dishonest and she start thinking, okay, there's something going on. There's something going on with him. Women start looking. The ones that you ain't even really with like that, but you done told them all these guys. So now they start looking through your shit. They going through your phone. They you know, they found the pills, whatever that you were taking. I mean,
why them pills ain't coming out the house? I'm popping that motherfucker too. I'm popping that motherfucker 45 minutes before I walk out the door.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he was trying to get some sympathy. I don't know.
It's just some shit you just gonna take to the grave with you. And If I got to use Viagra or whatever I got to use, like I said, you was his wife, so, of course, you need to know all his ailments. But that random motherfucker, why you ain't getting hard? You ain't turning me on. Shit, I ain't telling you my shit ain't working right. You ain't turning me on. And for a motherfucker to throw it just all up in your face like that? Nah, fuck that. So they motherfuckers got worldwide web.
Yeah, and put his business all out there. But my thing is, and then here I am. You know what? And my thing is, I'm more, at least you could be discreet. To me, the disrespect comes in because you couldn't even keep it quiet. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't even cheat and keep it on the low. You're just not good at cheating. Then just admit to yourself, you're not a good liar, you're not a good cheater, and maybe you need to do something different.
Yeah, because if they on Facebook talking about, well, you should have took your pills with your little dick. What?
Yeah, and then that all the... And I'm just like...
You
have to shut his whole Facebook down. But then, you know what? If I had said something previous, I don't have to say anything else. He used to be on there all the time, on Facebook or whatever. I didn't have no problem with the shit. All the shit we used to do, I didn't have no problem with it. My thing was, Now, you didn't embarrass me, okay? Let me tell you, it always comes back to me, okay?
I'm still on the Facebook thing. My mama is my friend on Facebook.
You done put
that on my mama? I got to take these dick.
Your
baby,
kids have seen it. I mean, the kids have seen it, everything. It was just, you know, it's just embarrassing everybody.
Well, baby, that's okay. If you got to take them dick pills, it's all right, baby. I understand. You got that shit from your punk-ass daddy. He wasn't shit neither. But I love
him. Then you got Auntie Pearl over here talking about, well, take a bite out of onion every day.
Right. And now they done told, girl, you know Jessica, baby. They're Jessica boy. No, dick don't work.
Yeah,
the kid
is calling
in bed.
That is a doggone shame.
Right. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there. My son looking at me, shaking his head. Am I going to be like you? Junior, come here. I hate you. I better be like you. I don't want to be like you, baby.
He going around telling everybody,
no,
I'm adopted. That ain't even my real daddy, man.
Right, that was my stepdaddy. My stepdaddy. It was some girls at school saying they heard your daddy dick don't even get hard. What? Oh, hell no. Mm-mm.
Well, I always go with my gut. I always know before you tell me or before I find out anyway. I just don't say nothing. Because like I always tell people, the truth comes to me. I don't have to go looking for it. It just does. And that's what always happens. Shit would just come out. I'd just be like, just what I said 2 months ago. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, I'm not about to stress over it. I'm not about to stress over shit I know just because I can't prove it. Okay, I'm not about to try to prove it. I'm not about to sit around here and play stupid either.
Okay, all right. Let's move on to the next one.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't let her friends or family have much or any input in your relationship. Rare occasions she does, she has sense enough to seek out friends who isn't miserable, bitter, unable to give sound or rational advice. Ladies, we got to quit talking to them miserable bitches. You got to stop talking to that miserable hoe. You can't talk to that bitch who ain't got a man. Because everything she says is negative. I don't even know the fuck you saying it in him any damn way. Bitch, you tried to talk to him first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on now. Think about it, ladies. I ain't saying y'all per se, but, you know, how many times you've been in the club and all y'all said that nigga look good, but he came to you. Now, all of a sudden, she can't stand his ugly ass. You know what I'm saying? Now he the ugliest motherfucker. I don't even see why you talk to that ugly. Man, he ain't got shit. Well, you ain't trying to fuck him that tight.
That'd be the same chick that go behind your back or, you know what I mean, try to get with you after she done told you to break up with his ass. Now she on his dick again.
Oh, I didn't run across Benny up. I didn't run across Benny. You know what? He ain't shit. Bob, they scared me with wolves. And soon the motherfucker see me. What you doing tonight? What? Wait a minute. Ain't you the same bitch that couldn't stare at me?
Exactly.
Nah, that's what I'm saying. I'll say, but why is it that the ladies always put the miserable bitch in your business?
She's silly.
They just always feel like they need someone to talk to about their situation. I mean, it's just.
Okay,
they can't talk to you.
Right.
They can't talk. A lot of women feel like they can't talk to it's about you, especially if it's about you. Okay? You know, a lot of times it's just seen as complaints, like we just complaining. So, of course, they're going to go to somebody who's going to listen.
Okay, but now
okay,
they're not even listening. They're not listening because, I mean, at the same time, you need a motherfucker that's going to be rational. You need a motherfucker that's going to tell you, okay, yeah, you fucked up that time.
Right.
You
no,
fucked up.
They're listening. They're just not giving sound advice. That's what I'm saying. Even if you want somebody
right.
to listen to your stories or whatever, that doesn't mean you need to take the advice that they give you. You
and,
see what
you
I'm
know
saying?
What,
that's the difference.
And I understand that because, I mean, my thing is this. Okay, I got friends. I kick it with. I got friends. Now, some of them, I know the ones that if I need some good sound advice, I'm going to talk to them. The other ones,
uh-huh.
no, I'm not going to talk to. I'm not going to talk to you about my problem. Like, in case some of them be like, oh, you act like you ain't got no problems in the world. Yeah, I do. I got a lot of them. But see, I know how you are. I know how you are, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to be so motherfucking, you're so judgmental, and you so motherfucking, you know, you want to, you know, you want to put yourself in my shoes, but you can't, you know, and I know you can't, so why in the fuck even, why am I even talking to you about it, you know, and I'm just a true believer, if I know motherfuckers, and I got friends, I got motherfuckers that's bitter like that, and them the motherfuckers, no, I mean, as far as, I can be going through a financial burden, what's up, I'm good. Because I know that this motherfucker, or if I ever had to say something about my kid's mother, ah, man, that man, I don't want to hear that shit. But then motherfucker calling me talking about shit, he all in my face at the club. Come on, dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You just know. And I mean, Jadeen, I hear what you say. Sometimes you want to just vent, but
mm-hmm.
I think in some cases, even when you do, sometimes you just got to hold it in maybe that extra day until you can find that other motherfucker who was at work that day. So you can go talk to them. Because talking to this motherfucker, this lousy-ass bitch, she just ain't no good. Or this nothing-ass nigga, he ain't no good. He don't mean – he upset. He been mad from day one. He hates to see me kiss you. Man, this ain't kissing her. I ain't got no motherfucking woman. I'm going home, shit, eating ramen noodles. I'm getting drunk here and not. You know what I'm saying? This nigga getting. Like I said, there's nothing worse than jealous-hearted ass motherfucker because he does shit to, like, you know, like, okay, say for instance, and this is just an example. Let's just say, like, look, so like you said, you're mad at me, right? You pissed mm-hmm. at me. And he knows that you pissed at me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see, he wanna see those actions. Those you walk past me slamming the door, you acting like you talking to another nigga or some shit. See, he wanna see that type of shit so he can run out. Oh man, shit, yeah, man, shit. She look like she talking to another nigga on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
See, what he don't wanna see is you walk up and give me my plate. What
okay.
the fuck? The fuck is that? Man, this nigga just did some... Him and Hub just had a knockdown, drag-out argument, and this woman, she fixed his plate? His favorite food at that? What the fuck? See, you don't want to see that. And vice versa, ladies. That motherfucker don't want to see you sitting there talking about this, that, and the other, and this motherfucker walk in, and he... give you the keys to the car, or you say you finna go somewhere, and he'll open up his wallet, and he'll, you know what I'm saying? You walk up, and, you know, you done told your girl, me and him had this, that, and the other. You say, well, I'm finna go to the store, and he'll go 100, you know, here. No. She wants him to be like, same scenario. oh, shit, he left out. He got dressed and left. He probably finna go fuck some other bitch. She don't want to see him go lay down in the room and then gave you the motherfucker, gave you the keys to the good car, and gave you a pocket full of money. She don't want to see that shit.
Nope.
She don't want to see that. She don't want to see that he came. You walked in out of all that evil shit you see. She don't want to see him grab you and kiss you and hug you and you start smiling. You know how y'all be like, stop, quit playing. But you know y'all still liking it like, you know, you ain't pulled away or nothing. You know, I can't believe you fell for that shit. Bitch, you stupid. He ain't doing nothing but playing. You fell for that dumb shit. Then she done went home and got in that lonely-ass bed by herself thinking about you and him.
Mm-hmm. Sitting there watching Wave to Excel. With a bottle of wine.
And what's the first thing they say? I don't need no motherfucking man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You're right. Some people you just don't talk to about your shit. Every time you talk to them, oh, I'm fine. I am great. You might have just been through the worst day of your life. You see them, yep, I'm good. You already know what they're about.
I'm telling you, that's how it be.
Okay.
All right, so, I mean, you know, I think we done ran down some good ones. Do y'all feel like those are some good ones to say that, you know, those are some good qualities of a grown-ass woman?
So far, yeah.
They didn't have any qualities for a good man. They probably couldn't find none on now.
You say what? I didn't hear you. What did you say?
Good.
I said, yeah, those are a lot of good qualities. I said, did they have any for men or you couldn't find none on it?
Yeah, I'm looking at the men right now before I was rudely interrupted.
Oh, my goodness, he got two legs. Look.
He got all his
fingers and toes.
Okay, hold on, ladies. Hold on, man.
He breathed on his own.
Exactly.
All right, here's ways to know that you're dating a mature man. You know what he's saying. You know you're his girlfriend, or you know that you're the girl he's dating, but either way, he's not scared to define it. He's not afraid that the girl would cry. He don't make you want to cry and run away. He wants a mature woman because he's a mature man.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can agree with that. Okay, number two.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to prod him to become a real adult. He's self-motivated to improve on his own. If there's an area in his life that needs improvement, he's willing to work on it long before you notice it.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I can agree with that one. I can agree. Now here's one. Okay. Texting with him is peaceful. Sometimes you have a conversation, sometimes you make plans, but it's never a power struggle. I don't know about that one. I don't know about that one because texting can get took out of hand real quick.
You did say texting then, right?
Texting.
Yeah, that can go wrong real bad, real quick, real easy, you know.
I don't know about that one.
Yeah.
like you have to damn near know for a fact what kind of a mood a person is in before, you know what I'm saying, before the conversation gets started. Like, hey, you having a good day? Is everything cool? You know what I'm saying? Because otherwise they could say something and you could take it completely wrong or vice versa.
Well, I can agree with that. What you think, Janine?
Yeah, I agree.
Oh, okay.
That can go real bad.
And I agree. That Texas shit can go bad. He's like, I ain't gonna lie. It's been times I looked at the motherfucker like, what the fuck is she? Man, I'm finna beat the I didn't mean it like that. Well, how the fuck did you mean it? This is the motherfucking one I took it. So, okay. Let's move on. Next. He calls his mom. You don't need to tell him to do this. He does that, and he keeps in touch with her anyway. Not because he needs her stamp of approval. It's just his choice.
Well, they always told us, yeah, you want a man who respects his mother, who's good to his mother. If he's good to his mother, chances are he's going to be good to you, too.
Yep. Hey, okay. Yeah.
But you got to be that chick, though. You know what I'm saying? You can't be no nothing-ass bride and expect for him to be good to you just because he's good to his mama. You got to be that, you know, you got to be that woman, too.
Because, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I feel like I'm missing out on something. If I don't talk to my mother at least twice, sometimes three times a week, I feel like I'm missing out on something. So, yes, I call my mom quite frequently.
You should. That's a beautiful thing.
Okay. Moving on. He has interests, like actual interests. Not beard darts or meeting women. He reads the newspaper or book, or when you ask him his opinion on something, he has an answer.
Agreed.
I think that's a good one because, you know, a lot of times that you know, you might have a man that asks you, you know, you might ask a man something. And you know, you know right then and there, he ain't paying you no motherfucking attention.
Well, I used to go with somebody for real, and, like, his answer to everything was, I don't know. It was like, this ain't going to work because either you're really, really that stupid or you're really good at acting that stupid, but I can't deal with the stupidity. I can't do it. I don't know. Uh-uh. This ain't going to work.
I'm not the smartest person
walking, okay? But shit, I'm not no dummy either. So I might seriously want to have a conversation about something, and I don't know, ain't gonna cut it.
Okay, I like this one right here. You don't have to play the guessing game. When he's upset about something, he will tell you directly with words, and you will have a conversation and figure out a solution. I like that one.
I thought you were about to say with words and fists.
So I said, wait a minute, I know it don't say that.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you gotta turn to an Indian and go back to the Navajo tribe.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, he should be able to say how he's feeling, and, you know.
I agree with that. And I said that for the simple fact that the worst thing, I feel like the worst thing a woman can do when a man is talking is say, I don't want to talk about that. So, I mean, especially if it's something like he's like, okay, I'm really trying to get this point across. Well, I don't want to talk about that. If you sit there and you tell me you don't want to talk about something that I'm really passionate about, you pretty much know you really can't say shit else to me.
Yeah.
I'm really not giving a fuck about what you do or what you say or the, well, this happened with, I don't give a fuck. Why should I? I don't give a fuck about nothing you talking about because, shit, I mean, here I am. You know, I didn't have, you know, I'm trying to have this deep conversation with you. And you tell me, well, I don't want to talk about that. Because, you know,
you're basically saying you're not interested.
Exactly. If you're not interested in what I got to say, then what the fuck will make you think that I'm ever going to be interested in what you had to say?
Way street. Yeah.
I like this one too. There's another one here I like.
Okay.
He encourages you to grow and try new activities. He isn't afraid that he will be left out in the dust and genuinely wants the best for you. I like that one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You know, a lot of men want to keep their women, you know, I don't want you working hell or there, you know, because you get too big, you might leave me. You know, you got a lot of men to do that. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You really do. You know, I don't want you, you know, shit, motherfucker. Baby, if you working at this place and you don't, hell, I want you to be the CEO of the motherfucker if you can. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I ain't going to try to stop. I'm not going to, well, no, nah, don't work there. Nah, that shit ain't for you. And I know, like, for instance, like, that's your life's work. You know, that's your passion. Why the fuck am I going to tell you not to work there? And especially if I know you good at what you do. If you good at what you do, I mean, regardless of whether, you know, you working at a Fortune 500 company or shit, you know what I'm saying? You work at a restaurant. If you good at this, I'm gonna, that baby, you need to excel and get to the next level.
Mm-hmm. I agree. That was a good one.
But you got some people that, you know, first of all, they don't. I mean, I could see why it could cause a problem in a relationship. But if you two grown adults, then, you know, and you say you love each other, you should be able to work through those things.
You know
if you're in a relationship.
You know, and like I said, I'm going to try to make you feel like a woman. I'm going to try to make you feel like, as long as you make me feel like a man, I'm going to try to make you feel like a woman. I'm not caring who makes the most money. You know, I mean, my thing is I'm not gonna be no slouch. I'm not gonna try to just bring nothing to the table, you know. But if you got in a position where you made more money than, shit, I ain't finna get mad. I fuck this shit. Fuck this shit. This bitch ain't shit. Well, you know, you got a lot of people like that. You know. We didn't have too many callers call in and well chime in tonight, but we had some people listening, and I appreciate that. This has been, you know, this has actually been an interesting night.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of informative.
Yeah.
So next week we're gonna be talking about dicks and pussies. So. We're going to get back. Hey, I know motherfuckers like, what the fuck been going on? What is this Conscious Awareness Week? These motherfuckers have been saying Sin City. I mean, we always tell you, y'all open to say whatever y'all want. I mean, hey, fuck it. We had a Father Time Week.
<Mm-mm>.
We had a Father Time Week. So,
but still, right. Good times. So it wasn't boring. It wasn't boring last night. It wasn't boring tonight. It wasn't no boring show. We just laid back this week. We just had some laid back conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I concur. Now, don't forget, y'all. Everybody's listening out there. CNCTheRadioShow.com. We back. We up and running. Like I said, we got the friends list. You want to mess with somebody? Hey, I'm working on the IMs now, so if you want to instant message somebody, I'm working on all that. Like I said, you can post pics, videos. We back, y'all. CNCTheRadioShow.com. All right, so we get out of here. Nate, you got any last words, baby?
Yeah, it was good talking with everybody. And I had a good time, and I will definitely be here next week.
That's what's up. What was the word you've been using all night?
Huh?
Effectively.
What was that? Well, effectively.
Effectively.
Be here effectively next week. I don't even think that got...
I don't like the way you're saying it at all. I'm pronunciating my sound and the syllables in the word.
Yeah, okay. Whatever. Everybody wanna try to show a motherfucker. God damn it, I went to Ivy Tech. Maybe I didn't go to no motherfucker UCLA, but I did go to Ivy Tech. I know what the hell that means. No, I'm just messing with you. Look at so you got any last word.
Yeah. I've enjoyed myself. I definitely have, and I'll definitely be back next week, and I'll be letting people know we're seeing city bitches.
All right, effectively next week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to miss you using that word for the next couple of days. I'm going to let y'all know. I'm just going to miss you. Every sentence is going to have effectively in it. All right, y'all. I'd like to thank everybody that called in. Thank everybody that is listening. Thank everybody. Just thank everybody. We had a good show today. I'm not mad. Great fucking show. We be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. All right, y'all. We out these.